The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciple, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you heard is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know about you, but the last week has been rather scary. And looking at the numbers of people testing positive and the number of people once again in hospital with the coronavirus, and especially here in California, where we live, it is quite scary. Up to now, I was feeling kind of comfortable, but looking at the numbers last night and seeing what is happening, I thought, well, it's a time when we really, really need to be more than careful. And then early this morning, as I was preparing for Mass on this Independence Day, and I read through the readings this morning, I thought, how apt for our time and what we're going through at the moment. How apt. How beautiful they are. That's why I asked you to listen to them. Just listen to the opening words of the second reading from the letter of St. Paul to Philippians. Have no anxiety at all. Have no anxiety at all. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. I keep telling you, and I'm speaking from my own experience when I tell you, the greatest thing you can have is a grateful heart. Thankful for everything in your life. And if you have that, now it's a gift from God, a gift that he wants us to have, but we must pray for that and ask him. So this morning I encourage you, just pray every day that God will give you the beautiful gift of gratitude. And then follow the letter from St. Paul this morning. Then he says, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It gives you the ability to cope with whatever life throws at you. In the gospel again, Jesus says, peace, my peace I give to you. And it's not so apt for this moment when we have so much division. Probably I've never been, at any time in my life where I felt living in a time of division and argument, and absolutely, you know, it cuts you to the quick when you see. And all God wants us to have the gift of peace. Now, how do we achieve peace? Very simple, but it's so simple we don't try it. And we achieve peace by having peace in our own hearts. Deal with each situation as it comes, and then get on with life. That's what we need to do. And ask God, ask him, ask the Lord, because he will, ask the Lord to give you the peace, the kiss of peace, to give you peace in your hearts, so that you will become a source of peace to others. And if we were all to do that at this moment, what a wonderful difference it would make. What a wonderful difference it would make. So I pray that you'll have a lovely, peaceful July the 4th, that you'll be careful, and if you do have a little celebration, or you want to have a little celebration with your family, well and good, but nevertheless be careful. So my parting words to you this morning is, trust in the Lord, be grateful, and be peaceful.